it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to talk about our Falcons because they have signed a kicker to their practice squad. I want you to hear a little bit of what Raheem Morris said yesterday in regards to this whole Younghoe Koo situation. And he confirmed that they will, and this was yesterday, sign a kicker and bring him in. That has happened today. This is what he said about it.
Yeah, we got to go out. You know, like it's only, you know, like we always talk about, we always create those competitive moments and find people, whether it be workouts or whatever the case may be. And if we are lucky enough and fortunate enough to sign somebody that looks good enough to come in and compete, that we feel like we do it throughout the week, we possibly can. But we'll keep scouring. And then, like, in the meantime, you know, we got to line up. We got to kick it. We got to make it. And we got to go through our process.
Okay, line up, kick it. Make it.
All right.
I mean, the two of those three we got right.
Look, we'll ask Coach about, I mean, we'll try to ask Coach about, you know, the process and, you know, how much he was involved with the GM and thinking they had this thing under wraps. Look, it's a situation. It's not like we're making this into a media hyperbole thing. No, he struggled. He struggled really poorly. He's mightily struggled the last 2 years. He's not the Pro Bowl kicker he once was, and you had an ample opportunity to bring in real competition. So now we brought in a guy, Parker Romo, who's bounced around the league. I wonder if they bring in Moody from San Francisco. More on him coming up in Guy Talk. He irked some of his teammates with his kicking antics in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think teams that are patient with kickers to a certain point, right? And I think the Falcons want to be patient with Koo because they want to believe in him. But as I said, I don't trust him. That's where I'm at. And that's going into Sunday night. And if he's kicking on Sunday night, I'm going to have my fingers crossed and my eyes closed every time he goes out there to kick a field goal because that's where I'm at right now. You guys can't tell me you have full confidence in him. And if you don't, then, Mike, you shouldn't be running him out there. So the problem is, do you trust the new guy to come in and give you that in less than just a few days, regardless of what this tryout or competition is going to look like? Here's Rod talking about, he said he felt good with Koo over the offseason. He was asked this question because people asked, were there any signs? Did you feel like you saw something this offseason?
You know, you're always worried about the mental part when you're talking about the kicker, the quarterback, the head coach, and all those things. So, like, yeah, the fact that those things in, that's what the offseason was for, bringing in Lenny, having some competition there. Having those guys in the offseason, cool, doing or having a really great offseason when it came to his body development, his growth, his mentality, his percentage when it came to the kicks, when you guys were out there charting just like us, all looked good. And then for it to show up in the first game, it obviously – creates the automatic panic that we're all going to go into like we're going to do in order to find out who can come in and help us or whether we can stay the course and still figure out how to get it done.
Now, for the record, it was Mark Raimondi and Joe Patrick that were actually keeping score. We just asked them. I didn't really bring an ink pen when I'm on the sideline. You know, just kind of doing stick marks, but Mark was doing that.
Yeah, look, I was keeping a mental note because I wanted to make sure that I was correct when we talked about 4, 5, 6, or 7, whatever it might be. Both guys, by the way, going back to camp, both miss long field goals. When you start talking about 55-plus, you know, it's hit or miss. But the 40, 45, 41-yarder that he hit the other day, Mike, 44 that he missed, like those are routine kicks in the NFL now. Those are kicks you're expected to make. You get into the 55, 60 yards, I understand that. Those are not the ones that we need, and that's not what we needed the other day.
Yeah. I mean, why don't you bring in Kathy Ireland from Unnecessary Roughness or Gus the Kicking Mule? I mean, you brought in a guy who kicked into some German league. And nothing, again, I'll say it for the third time for the Lenny Creek fandom out there.
There are lots of them.
You know, it sounded like a hell of a story. We even talked about it in Guy Talk, you know, when we found out he was going to be on the roster.
Creek!
And we were pulling for him, but it's still, you needed to have a guy who had some reps in the NFL to come in or bring in some hot young kicker out who had an impressive college record and see if he could make the squad. So we'll ask Coach again. We'll double down on what was asked by the media up there. But frustrating because, you know, if this game goes like we think it is, if we can get pressure on McCarthy, if you miss Dave Archer, it's up there at odyssey.com. Art said we did everything but get the quarterback on the ground, and we held them. I know I could argue we didn't held when it mattered most, but Baker got away and got down there in the two-minute drill. If it comes down to a kick, you're indoors again in Minnesota, but that doesn't mean anything. Koo can't make kicks indoor in his home building.
It's been a problem. Let's see where this goes, ultimately where it takes us, and hopefully we, as I said, we figure this out. The good news, Falcon fans, is they're attempting to do the right thing here. We're not sitting around, Mike, going, well, he'll be better.
Right.
you got to do exactly what they're doing. The problem is, and I don't know if this plays out this way, but if he cost you Sunday, you're going to feel even worse because you could have potentially done something before we got to this point. And now you're talking about game one wasn't all his fault, but we could have been in overtime, and I'll take my chances there. We saw it last year when we went to overtime. That didn't happen. You get to Sunday. If it's a three-point game on the road, Mike, we need this.
Right. I mean, look, he missed a kick in an exhibition game in Dallas. You know, I mean, it was a 51-yarder day. I've got 18 windows open up on my computer right now. But I want to say it was a 50-plus. Thing is, now is the norm in the NFL, you've seen it, with the exception of what San Francisco just went through this weekend, is guys, Carl, making those 50-yarders-plus as the norm. That's what you come to expect. So I'm with you. It's frustrating. Shouldn't come down to this. Should have a better handle on it. And hopefully we were able to do the work. Now, by the way, Dave Archer did also tell us more on this at 5. We asked about the wide receiver room and just are we going to have all the weapons in what could be, if we don't control it, a real high-scoring game. He thinks that Mooney, and he felt that Drake, he said he'd be very surprised if both Mooney and Drake don't dress and are going to play in this game.
Well, look, if that's the case, then I love our chances. Our chances go from right. Feeling a little bit concerned, okay, to way up. Because what you're now doing is you're allowing Michael Penix to be Michael Penix. And I don't want to limit him, Mike, because you're going to do that if those guys aren't out there. Not by, you know, any fault of his own, but the other guys just can't do what these guys can do. That's why they're out there. So for Mooney, I'm curious to see what he brings and if he's healthy. And again, you know, if Arch is on point with this and saying he feels like they'll be out there. And again, we both know they're tough guys. That's why the Mooney thing, we know there was real concern because – he usually makes his way back out there. When he left the field that day early in camp, and you're like, okay, we'll see him tomorrow. Tomorrow came. We didn't see nothing. See him the next day. Next day came. We didn't see nothing. Hey, Rob, what's going on with Darnell Mooney? Oh, he's got a little shoulder thing. That turned into the entire camp.
And then we kind of heard, I mean, like we to this day, we don't know if he had if there was a surgery, was there a procedure. Penix talked about his recovery. That's about the only like kind of behind the closed door we got on that. Either way, Mooney is a speed burner. He's tremendous. I was kind of doubtful of when the contract was first signed. I think he certainly more than lived up to it, expectations. And you realize what a true WR2. Nothing against Casey Washington, Kadarrell Hodge. You and I debated, you know, how much was he bumped off the route. I mean, you need plays to be made because one thing we know about Penix, you know, he may have missed some throws early, but late, he was dropping dimes. Everything was where it needed to be.
Yeah, it almost feels like, and again, we'll learn this about him as we continue, but if you watched him at Washington, and some people even say go back to Indiana, and you know when you probably didn't even know who Michael Penix was. As the pressure built, he got better. And I think, Mike, that's kind of where you saw him in that game where we need this throw. Okay, well, I'm going to put it right there on the money. It's bullseye. And you're like, wow, I feel like that's going to be something we'll talk about as the development of Michael Penix continues. But if that's the case, then at the end of games, we're going to love and trust him a whole lot.
And it was funny. Now, it doesn't mean anything because, as we said to you last week, the reason the spread was the spread initially and eventually did come down almost a pick 'em by kickoff was Vegas doesn't know about Penix. I saw rankings where Penix was the sixth best performance. I saw some where they had Cam Ward.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Over him. I'm like, what? In what frigging world? I know Cam Ward did grind in that game, but come on, man. If we're real, I mean, Michael Penix had one of the best performances, certainly of all the quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers was getting a lot of platitudes.
I agree.
Deservedly so. So now, can he do it on this stage in Minnesota? You know, Brian Flores, and we'll talk more about it. He's a blitz happy DC head coach who's going to be throwing everything. You know, a lot of crazy looks at him.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.